Good morning. A seasonably cool start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most places starting off in the 30s. There are some 20s out there as well, particularly across the higher terrain and where the winds have gone light in sheltered valleys. But everyone will climb through the 30s today with a fair amount of sunshine in the morning, mixing with clouds from time to time, and perhaps a passing shower on a northwest breeze at about 5 to 15 miles per hour. It's all a part of this disturbance, which has been rotating around across the Canadian Maritimes for the better part of the week. And it looks like this system will finally lift out. A little bit of energy on the backside of the system will produce one or two showers today, but that'll be about it. And skies will become partly cloudy overnight tonight. High temperatures will reach into the upper 40s to around 50 on average before settling into the 20s to around 30 for overnight lows. High pressure building in from the Great Lakes will start us off nice for the weekend with brilliant sunshine tomorrow. Readings will climb nicely through the 30s and 40s and into the lower to mid 50s on average for Saturday. And even on Sunday, it looks good for Easter, especially in the morning. We'll have sunshine to start, but as that high drifts off the eastern seaboard, a system will move in from the west. So gradually, clouds will be on the increase, and there's a good chance of rain showers for the second half of the day through the afternoon and into the evening on Easter Sunday. Still, though, high temperatures will be in the lower 50s. That front will blast through here Sunday night with more showers, then it'll turn blustery and cooler on Monday. We'll still make it into the upper 40s the first half of the day, then temperatures will slide, and it'll be windy and colder through midweek next week with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday and Wednesday only in the lower 40s before we bounce back to 50 by next Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, freeze warnings and frost advisories are out for most of the southeast once again this morning. Although they are not as far south as they've been in recent mornings, still temperature readings will be close to, if not below, freezing for several hours in most of the Carolinas and the northern half of Georgia, threatening tender vegetation where the growing season has already begun. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Beirut Airport in Lebanon at 7 a.m. yesterday. The last report of hail was at Lucca, Malta, at 10:09 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 19 degrees with a northwest wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 37 degrees, the dew point 28. 70% relative humidity, a west wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.11 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Borrego and Ocotillo Wells, both in California, to a low of 2 below zero at West B, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, Boston partly cloudy, breezy, a few rain showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 50 degrees, the low 36, the average temperature 43, that's 3 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, still 19.5 inches for the month, which is 9.9 inches above normal, and 50.2 inches for the season, which is 5.9 inches of snow below normal. There were 22 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 890, that's 35 above normal, and 5,428 for the season, which is 371 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 50 degrees, the average low, 31, the record high, 85, set in 1946, and the record low, 0, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:18 p.m., 12 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a scattered rain or snow shower and highs in the mid to upper 40s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a passing rain shower and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny and breezy today with scattered rain showers, highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered snow showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a passing rain shower and highs near 50. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a passing rain shower and highs near 50. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, brilliant sunshine, milder in the lower to mid-50s. Sunshine to start the day on Easter Sunday, then clouds and showers in the afternoon, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy with scattered showers Monday, turning cooler with temperatures dropping back through the 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold Tuesday and Wednesday, lower 40s. And partly sunny on Thursday with highs back up toward 50. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.